What's going on, Rexy? How are you?
I'm doing good in the Marysville area. Fortunately, I have a driver tonight, so I can just kick back and talk football with you.
He's gotten so big time, he's got a driver. How about that?
I have a driver,
That is beautiful. Well, the Cubs, as always, ever since Dave Ward's gotten there, have been a big-time powerhouse program. They're ranked number four right now in the early going with some big-time names, Tumwater, Archbishop Murphy, Prosser, Linden, right there amongst the top four or five in AA football. Did they look like a top-five team against Eastlake tonight?
I thought they did. Taking on a big 4A squad, well coached tonight. I thought they definitely did. Eastlake got their offense going early. Actually, both teams started out with a three and out, but Eastlake had a couple quick plays, then a big 54-yard touchdown pass from Ben Howard to Hank Platson in the first quarter, missed the PAT. They were up 6-0 after a quarter. Then they scored in the second quarter long drive. They got to midfield. Then they hooked up on a 51-yard touchdown pass from Howard to Cole Brinkman. Missed the two-point conversion, 12-0 Eastlake at the half. But the Cubs got their offense going, particularly in the ground game in the third quarter. A long drive to start things out was capped off by a two-yard Darrell Dickerson touchdown run. PAT good. The Cubs were down 5. Then the Cubs got the ball back after a good stop on defense and actually took the lead for a while. They were up 14-12 at that point after a 10-yard touchdown run from Darrell Dickerson. But the next drive for Eastlake ended in a 27-yard touchdown run by Chris Nelson. Missed the PAT, 18-14 after 3. And Eastlake scored first in the third quarter. It was at that point, their quarterback, Ben Howard, got hurt, and Connor Brown came in, hooked up on an 18-yard pass, play to Max Gardner in the first part of the fourth quarter. Cubs, though, did answer. They had a nice drive with a 4-yard touchdown run from Darrell Dickerson, 24-21 at that point. Eastlake held on for the victory tonight, but I thought the Cubs played very tough, had some chances to pull this one out late in this game.
Always tough to play the big 4A schools, but should be a very good test for the Cedro Woolley Cubs, and it will definitely lend them well when they get back to AA football. And now that, you know, kind of a preview of what's to come in the district and potentially state tournament as far as the talent they're facing tonight. Any other scores up there tonight?
Yeah, so speaking, you mentioned Linden. They had a non-league game against 3A Ferndale. They lost that one. Ferndale won 27-20. It was Battle of the Bridge between Mount Vernon and Burlington Edison. It was Burlington Edison with a 28-7 win there. Blaine over Meridian, 45-35. Mount Baker took on Kelowna from British Columbia, won that big, 62-8. Nooksack Valley up big over Granite Falls, 46-21. Cascade Christian over Linden Christian, 28-19, and Squalicum blanked Seahome tonight, 49-0.
Always a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dick.
You bet. That's Jeff Rex joining us up there in the Mount Vernon area.